First up Wednesday, Governor Ron DeSantis in Miami, saying that the number of patients seriously ill with COVID-19 has dropped substantially, even in the hotbed that is South Florida.
And there are over 6,300 ventilators throughout the state of Florida that are just not being used. And so to be under 300 patients now with that, that's a positive trend for us.
Testing also continues to ramp up statewide, according to the governor.
Between state-supported test sites, what the hospitals have done, what private labs have done, we're close to inching up towards 500,000 tests administered since this began. The problem is you may be negative today and you could potentially catch it 3 days from now. So a diagnostic test is a snapshot in time.
What's now being added to statewide testing sites over the next few days is serological testing, the search for COVID antibodies in the blood.
Basically, people that have had the disease, their body will generate antibodies to fight it, and we can then test to see whether you have the antibodies. Once the antibodies develop, it's not like you're going to lose the antibodies the next day. So this is very important, particularly for our first responders and our healthcare workers.
Sacred Heart currently has 7 people there with COVID hospitalized. They've had a high of 10, which came on April 17th, and they've been trending downward.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson.
Baptist Healthcare currently has 5 individuals with COVID. They've had the high of 13 was on April 20th. West Florida currently has 3. They were at 6, was their high, and that was on April 24th.
The latest weapon in the fight against the coronavirus is hitting the road. Mobile labs with rapid testing capability, perhaps the first of their kind, according to Governor Ron DeSantis.
So you'll be able to take a sample, bring it to the lab, and then putting a cartridge in a machine, within 45 minutes, you're going to get the diagnostic result. That is not antibody. That is whether you're positive for the coronavirus or not.
The labs will be run 24/7 by the firm StatLab, which will process about 3,500 tests per week. That will be valuable, says the governor, with helping National Guard troops now testing patients at long-term care facilities across Florida.
They've been able to identify some clusters and keep it from spreading, but it takes 24, 48 hours at least to get those results when you're sending it to a private lab. Now with this, you're going to be able to go to long-term care facilities, get results back almost immediately.
Closer to home, plans to close Palafox Street downtown announced by Mayor Grover Robinson on Monday are on hold until at least next week, when restaurant and retail business owners can meet. And Robinson says this is not just a Palafox thing.
We have been talking as well about other areas, a huge area of retail and restaurant that we have in the Cordova Mall area, and they're cautiously opening up, and they've worked some protocols there for people to be able to go in the mall. But they're trying to do it like everybody else, open it, but in a way that is measured.
The administration is also working with local sports organizations on just when the outdoor games can resume.
The only thing we really would have going on is baseball. So we have been working with baseball, looking at perhaps a summer season. Obviously, we're still looking at moving forward with sports as they come into the fall season. We'll have to comply with the CDC and the Florida Department of Health guidelines.
Meanwhile, Wednesday's Pensacola News Journal reports a number of local churches, which canceled in-person services at the start of the outbreak, are now planning to reopen with social distancing rules in place. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.